powerful singing, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Dale, do me a favor and shut the doors back there a little bit. We got a little bit of activity going on out there. Let's shut the doors here for a second.
They take a little bit of the nursery stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's a rainy day, but we're glad that you're here. And I come with a real open heart that as we're continuing studying in our men's class, the book of Revelation. Now let me tell you something, folks. This is really a great study. We invite you to come and be a part of it. Don't have to be, right now there's all men in there, but women can come, don't make any difference. But we're in a phase of studying this where we're looking at what all is going to happen during the Great Tribulation time. And I tell you, folks, we need Christian people that are getting ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Because I'm telling you right now, He's coming. And we've got a church full of people that's no more ready for Jesus to come than if a man lands on the moon again. And that's just the truth. Now, you're here today. And I'm glad that you're here. And I do think that those people who attend church on a regular basis, they're ready for the second coming of Jesus. And they're ready for the rapture of the church. But everything has been placed in order. Everything is here. Everything is done. The world is in an awful shape. And we know, because of every time we turn a TV on or look at a newspaper or look at the internet, just how bad the world is. But let me tell you this, if you study anything at all about the book of Revelation, what you think is bad now is nothing compared to what's coming to those people who are left behind. I don't want anybody that I know and that I love and that I pastor to be left behind. But I'm telling you, it's not simple. You've got family, you've got parents, you've got brothers, you've got sisters, you've got children, you've got aunts, you've got uncles that are going to be left behind if they don't get their act together. I'm just telling you, that is the truth. And I don't know what it's going to take to wake some people up. But believe me, if you can't get away now, that trumpet sounds, and if you miss that trip, oh, you're going to get a wicked wound. So I'm just saying, understand, folks, the condition of the world it's living in today, it's everything is set in motion for the return of Jesus. And that has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about, but I just have to say this on occasions, folks, we need people that are ready. Thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us keep the church doors open. Thank you to allow the message to go forward that Jesus is coming. Give the Lord a hand of applause. The Psalms way. All right, Larry. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 8. Bless, O God, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless God, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. There's one key word in these first three verses, and it's a little word, and it's called all. Look at all that. All His benefits. All thy iniquities, all thy diseases, He is going to not only forget our sin, He's going to forgive us of our sin, and He's going to forget everything that we've ever done, and He's going to heal all of our diseases. Now, diseases here does not necessarily just mean physical. Healing the physical physical, folks, as we get older, we all know this old body's going to age no matter what. And getting old is a privilege, but it comes with hurt. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, I got things that hurt I didn't even know I had. Okay? You know, and I mean, it's just amazing the older our body gets. But this is also talking about spiritual disease. Just believe me, in the world we live in today, the spiritual diseases is much worse than the physical diseases. Because Satan loves to play with our mind, loves to play with our spirit, loves to get us at a point in time to where we truly, truly turn our eyes away from Him. And yet, if we ask and do it in the name of Jesus, He heals all. You get that word? I'll make sure you see it. All. I don't care what your past. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how bad it is. Not only is He going to forget it, He's going to forgive it. Now, Satan ain't going to let you forget it. Because he's going to remind you all the time. He's going to call you useless. He's going to call you sinful. He's going to say, you know, there ain't no way God could love you. Look at you. You're an idiot. You're a mess. You're stupid. You do all kinds of stuff. Look what all you've done. And you think God loves you? Yes, He does. In spite of ignorance. In spite of stupidity. In spite of sin, He loves you and I. If we're willing to ask for forgiveness and willing to make a turnaround, the Bible calls it repentance, and to change our lives, He's going to wipe it all away. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Life from destruction. See, you're on a path of destruction according to God's word if you don't know Jesus. You're on that path. You're on the path for hell unless you know Jesus. Now, once you accept Jesus, that total path changes. Total direction changes. That's what it means to repent. Repent means to go a different direction. Understand that? Okay? That's what it means when we repent. I'm on this path, going this way to destruction. I realize it. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I received His Holy Spirit. Now I make a turn around. Now I'm going the other direction. Now I'm going toward God. See, I was going away from God. Now I'm going toward God. And that's what it means to redeem. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Loving kindness, tender mercy. No matter what life throws at us. And believe me, life's not fair on a lot of different levels. And I'll tell you why it's not fair, because you don't know what's coming around the next bend, do you? You don't have a clue what tomorrow's going to bring. If you did, it'd probably scare you. So you're better off not knowing. But no matter what tomorrow brings, if I worship God, He's in control of it. He's already made the decisions to help me get through it. And I don't even have a clue what I'm facing tomorrow. Don't even know whether I'll be alive or not. But no matter what, if I'm in the hands of God, He's going to take care of me. Whether it's in this life, and especially the life of God, because I have believed in Him. He has redeemed me, and He's crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy desire with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Now, here's how I like to interpret this. Who satisfies my desires with good things. What kind of desires do you have? Now, it's easy to understand the difference between a want and a need. all of us have needs that we have to have to sustain us while we're alive. We have to have air, some type of water, liquid, some type of nutrition, food. We'd like to have shelter, some type of transportation. Like to have a job, income, money, something. These are all basic necessities of life that we have to have. Right so far? All right. Well, he says, who satisfies thy desires with good things. Those are good things. And he sees that we have what we need as long as we put him first. Now, some would say, well, I know people that don't go to church, don't pray. You ought to see the type of life that they live, and everything they touch turns to gold. They got all kinds of money. They got all kinds of things. You know, they got boats, cars, big houses, vacations, you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. Because you know what? When they die, they're going to go on the same casket I'm going to go in. And they ain't taking no vacations with them. They ain't taking no car with them. They ain't taking no house with them. They ain't taking no money with them. All they're taking is whether or not they know Jesus or not. So I don't care how big a car you got, how big a house you got. I don't care how many vacations you take. I don't care how much money you got. Because money itself is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money. I know a lot of people that's got a lot of money and they've done it honestly. And I respect them. I know a lot of people that got two nickels for it together because they're too lazy to do it. So, I mean, it all goes in which direction here, okay? But it's not money itself. It's the love of money. Now, if you worship that money, then believe me, that money's going to burn in hell right along with you. Don't worship it. Just be thankful you got a dollar. Some people ain't got a dollar, okay? So don't gripe if that's all you got. Whatever it is. I understand God, look at this, satisfies the desires with good things. Now, and thy youth is renewed like an eagle. Now, some people look at that and seem to think that, you know, if we accept the Lord when we're young, it makes us strong. That's not how I interpret that. I interpret that as long as I know the Lord, he has a way of keeping me young. Because believe me, at my age now, all that I've got wrong with me, believe me, I've got a lot wrong with me. Now I got my right mind. Well, what? Oh, yeah. Man. I got my right mind. Some of you just can't get on my level, but I got my right mind. But I got all kinds of issues, but I don't let issues define me. Now, the other day, I got a phone call. And Monica and I were riding in the car, and it was my kidney team. And the lady who's head of the group where I go there, Fresenius, Marcia knows a lot of these people, but lady called me by the name of Rita, who's the head of that operation there where I go. And she said, Brother Roger, she said, I got a favor I want to ask you. And they've asked me to do several public speakings on behalf of peritoneal analysis before, but, and I've told you about some of those experiences. She said, Fresenius is basically asking a couple of people to represent them in the state of Kentucky to do peritoneal analysis, and we're calling them ambassadors, and saying, I've turned your name in, and they want you to come on board with Fresenius and be an ambassador for them from the state of Kentucky. All right. And being a wonderful, gracious Christian, I said, well, what's it pay? I mean, come on now, people. You know. Yeah, Marcia says, believe me, that company's got the money. So, I didn't ask that. And I said, well, sure, what all does it entail? She said, well, it may require a little traveling. But she said, we tell you all the time that you've been the poster child for a parish meal. And she said, but more than life, she said, you know, the fact of what you do for a living, the fact that you're a Christian man, and the fact that you're a good public speaker, she said, we really need to get this out. This is a program that can change people's lives. We can get our doctors on board. But since I spoke to the last group of doctors, we gave 19 new patients in the last 6 weeks. 19. People that didn't even know what the word peritoneal was. And now they don't have to go to the clinic no more and get them needles that's this long. Okay? Now they go and they got a little tube in them, and now they got more control of their lives. Because technology is changing faster than I can blink. Okay? So understand, folks, when you put yourself out there to be able to do things, God is going to use you. And believe me, there's never a time that I speak, and they know this for them, that I don't bring God into any speech that I give. And believe me, Fresenius is not a Christian organization. I mean, it's a corporate for-profit like most of them, okay? I mean, they're out to make their money, but I mean, they got some good people within the organization, okay? But they know if they ever put that I can't do that, then I'm gone. But they have never put that restriction on me because that's truly what I believe in the nurses. I got the best doctor that money can buy and all of that. But I'm alive today and kicking and doing as well as I am because of the grace of God. Amen. Doctors are wonderful. Nurses are wonderful. Fresenius is wonderful. Peritoneal is wonderful. And I'm here by the grace of God, and I'm the first one to tell people that. Because that's what it's all about. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, let's finish it up, Larry. God executes righteous acts and judgments for all that are oppressed. In other words, to those who are hard on you because you're a Christian, don't you worry about paying them back. God will take care of them. He made known his ways unto Moses, his doings unto the children of Israel, from the old to the new. God shows us his ways. God is merciful and gracious. Thank God he's slow to anger. Because if there's anybody under this planet that can get under God's nerves, it's got to be Larry Hibbs. And he is just like, every time I read this, I think I'm reading about Maxine. God is, Maxine is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. Don't that describe Maxine the way it ain't, huh? Or maybe that describes any wife that's married. Thank God they're slow to anger on occasions, huh? But this is what God's all about, okay? He's merciful, he's gracious, slow to anger, and abundance in loving kindness. And let me tell you something. With all of us, he needs to be abundant in loving kindness. Because sometimes we're just not lovable. We're not. I'm being serious now. Sometimes we are not lovable. We're aggravating. We're silly. We do silly things. We say silly things. We go silly places. We don't act like a Christian. And yet, in that, he finds ways that when we repent, to forgive us and forget it, and to give us grace. I tell my men all the time in Sunday school class, especially in this study of Revelations, God has two aspects about him. And you're going to face God in one of two ways. There's not a third one. This is not a gray area. This is really black and white. You're either going to face God and you're going to be under his grace, are you going to face God one of these days and you're going to be under His judgment? One of the two. You choose. Believe me, both of them is amazing. His grace is amazing, but I'm here to tell you, His judgment is amazing too. Because you do not want to hear, depart from me, I never knew. You want to hear, welcome home, thy good and faithful servant. This doesn't mean perfect servant. Not what it said. It said good and faithful. It means you try. That's all God asks for you, is to try. Act like you got some sense. Get up. Get to church. Try. 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 Push. Push. Do what you need to do. Because every time you pull up in this parking lot, every time you write a check, every time your presence is in this place, we're showing this community that this church means something to us. And it's not because it's about us, because the more we can keep these doors open, keep these lights on, it means somebody may hear about Jesus. And whether it's through this internet, or whether it's through somebody coming here, or whether any of us go out and represent this church and represent Jesus, we are representing God Almighty. That's why He keeps the doors open. This is why He keeps me here. It's why He keeps us going. It's because there's a ministry here, there's a mission, and there's a message. And as long as we're giving that message that Jesus is alive, that's why He keeps allowing me to stand, allowing me to go, allowing me to do, and allowing each and every one of you the opportunity to come and to be a part of this ministry. Simply because He is merciful, He's gracious. He's slow to anger, and my land is the abundance. Abundant in love. In love. Believe me, I need that abundance. When I do stupid things, it's when I need His love. I need His abundant love. You need it every day. Thank God for it. God is wonderful. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Let us stand. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Father, Your Spirit is in this place. And Your amazing grace is in this place. Father, we have a lot of people that are out for various reasons. Some on vacation, some traveling, a lot sick. Some stays away because of weather. But Father, please bless our church. Give us the funds that we need to keep our doors open. Bless our need. But Father, we still have a message. And that message is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Father, for everyone here today that is lost, Father, we pray that soon they will come to understand time is running. The clock is ticking. Today is the day of salvation. All you got to do is come and say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved. Let me ask you a couple questions. Let me introduce you to the family of God. It's the greatest one decision you'll ever make in your lifetime. But whatever, we have a quiet time at this altar if you want to come. Today is the day to make it right with God. Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Step